Well, we continue to preview the Nebraska State Track and Field Championships on KBRB, and we're talking Class C today with the Westhold Huskies, and it's just been a tremendous year for both the girls and boys programs at Westhold. We're joined on the phone lines by Coach Jeff Krause prior to the team departing for Omaha. And first of all, congratulations on another fantastic track and field season. It has sure been fun to see the times and the distances some of your athletes are turning in week after week.
Thank you. We appreciate that. The kids did have a good season this year over here.
Well, let's start with the girls. They win a district title and just a really phenomenal showing from your team, landing all three district champion relays. So that's a sure way to get a whole bundle of kids that they get to punch a ticket to state.
Yeah, that is, I guess, if you want to get a lot of kids to state, then make your relays good. You're right.
Well, you know, and some similar runners in all of those relays, several of them that are in all three. But you've got London kind of anchoring all three relays, Holland in there, Taylor in a couple, all three of them, you know, Pavin in a couple, Callum Mitchell in the 4x1, Leah in the 4x8. So just talk about those relays, how they've come together. I know you've kind of mixed and matched a little bit here and there, and just kind of go through how you settled on the district groupings and what you saw on the track last week.
Yeah, one of the nice things that we've had is we have had some competition for our relays, and that always helps make your relays better when the individuals that are on there are not sure if they're going to be on there the next week. And if they have a bad week of training or something, they always know in the back of their mind there's a girl ready to step in and pick a spot. And so those relays have been competitive the last couple of years, and it just really adds to the depth and the quality of that relay. And like you said, those girls that you mentioned, they just found their way on those relays at the end, and that's what we're rolling with.
Well, between the relays and then you just have had such good, like, middle distance runners over the last several years. But to see London and Pavin both get in under a minute at districts in the 400, and then Pavin with a real quality time in the 800, have to be thinking medal stands for both of them in those events.
You're exactly right. And honestly, I mean, that's not from any motivation from the coaching staff. Those two girls, I think they both expect to run fast at state, and you know, the be on the medal stands is on their radar, and I think that's what they're shooting for.
Well, then you get a nice effort from Ava in the 3,200 meters as she caps a senior year with a trip to state.
Yeah, Ava has just made huge strides this year. She's had a personal best of over 13 minutes previous to this year, and she's just really committed to herself and the training, and she's just had a phenomenal year this year.
Well, and then boy, in the hurdles, Holland Conrad's turned in a great season in those 100 and 300 hurdles all year long. Just talk about the jump she's made from her freshman to her sophomore year.
You know, she's been, like you said, she's been a good hurdler for a couple of years now. I mean, even go back to junior high, she was always placing high. But really, the district meet was just a breakout meet for her. She was 15-3 around there in the hundreds, and 47 in the 300 hurdles, and then to come out and go 14-8 and 44-9 in the 300s. She had a phenomenal district day, and hopefully she's just putting everything together, and that's just a sign of what she's got coming this weekend in Omaha.
Well, you're certainly going to be busy on the track, but you do land some competitors in the field events as well. Berkeley Dvorak has really come on strong late in the season in the pole vault, and you get a fantastic performance at districts for Avery Nemitz, getting into both the shot and the disc, and then Tatum Klaus grabbing one of those wild card spots in the shot put.
Yeah, the girls, like you said, mentioned earlier, they were district champions, and to do that, you have to have a full field, you know, runners and field event kids, and just our mix that's going down there in the girls' side is what you need to do to pull off a district championship. And like those girls in the field events, Berkeley in the vault, she's our school record holder. She's been to state a couple years, so she's got some experience, and so we're looking for big things from her. And then, you know, Avery and Tatum are seniors, and they've had strong seasons all year, and I think they're looking forward to sending themselves out on a high note at the state meet and maybe get a couple medals there as well.
Well, we take a look at the boys' side, and maybe not quite at 100% health-wise as a team, but you still managed to get quite a few kids that you'll be sending to Lincoln District runners-up, and you get that 1,600 relay in with Merrick, Blake, Kellen, and Hunter.
Yeah, that was kind of a stressful district day for the boys. We are banged up. We didn't have Brody Gallion on that 4x4 relay due to an injury. Merrick Dvorak was questionable the days leading up to the district meet. We weren't sure what we were going to get out of him. He had an injury last year, and it's the same type of injury, but the opposite leg. So we were just not sure what we were going to get, but he toughed it out and got an extra qualifier in the discus and then ran a really solid leg on our 4x4 for us to get that relay qualified.
Well, we mentioned Hunter on that relay, but boy, he had great performances in both the 110 high hurdles and the 300 intermediate hurdles, and you land the top two spots in the 300 hurdles as Blake Gallion gets in there along with Hunter. So talk about what you expect from the boys in those two hurdles.
Both those boys in the 300 hurdles have pushed each other all year long, and it's made them both, you know, step their game up. They know that in practice, you know, they're going to be the biggest competition for each other, and they use that. They look at each other and gauge their effort off of each other, and so that's just been a real blessing for those two to have each other. And then Hunter in the 110 hurdles has been solid all year long, and so we're looking for hopefully a medal or two from those guys. And Hunter's he's come down with a little sickness right after the district meet, and he missed a couple of days of school this week, so we're hoping to get him back to at least hopefully normal, but we'll see what happens.
Well, and you mentioned Brody, not 100% either, but he was still able to get out there and put up a sub-50-second 400 meters to get back down to state.
Yeah, Brody is just a solid competitor, and again, we knew going up to the meet that he wasn't 100%, and we had a lot of things up in the air with 4x1 relay and 4x4 relay, and he ran the 400 and just didn't feel, and if you watched him, if you were there, everybody could see that he wasn't his normal self, and just after the race decided we better stop there. And so we're fortunate he was able to get one good race in, and we'll see how this week goes with recovery, and hopefully he'll get a race and defend his championship in the Open 4 this weekend.
Well, then you get Kellen Monasterio in on the 800 meters and get him in there, so nice to see him land a spot.
Yeah, Kellen's one of those kids that just has stuck with it for 4 years. He was an alternate last year on a really good 4x8 relay team, and this year he's just we've kind of bounced him all over. He ran the 200, the 400, the 800, 1600, triple jumped, just kind of a kid that can do a lot of different things well, and he ran a tremendous 800-meter race at districts to get himself qualified, and probably one of the gutsiest races I've seen in 26 years at West Holt. Just the Jensen kid from Boyd County and he were neck and neck for basically the whole race, and got to give the Jensen kid from Boyd County a lot of credit too. He put his heart on the line, and it was just a fun race.
Yeah, so he'll get to compete along with that in that relay, and then we mentioned Merrick in the discus, but Braden Steskel's had a good year in the throws, and he lands you a qualifier in both the discus and the shot.
Yeah, Braden Steskel's one of those kids that you put him up on a billboard because his PR, he's over 20-foot PR in the discus and 5 feet in the shot put, and it's just a sign of his dedication to track and field from the end of his junior year until this year. The kid worked his tail off in the weight room. He checked a shot and discs out all summer long. He had them all year. We had those nice days in December, and you'd drive by the track and you'd see Braden out there throwing. And Alex Gottschall's a kid that didn't qualify, but Alex was another one that was out there, and those guys just put in a ton of work, and I'm so proud that Braden, for his effort that he put in, and to see that it paid off for him is just great.
Well, just a really great season for your squad, and will be fun to watch, see how they compete at the top level there in Class C at Omaha Burke, and we'll wish you the best of luck. Coach Jeff Krause joining us here on KBRB as we preview the state track and field championships. Jeff, appreciate the time, and best of luck to the Huskies.
Thank you. I appreciate it.